But is this part of what we're also talking about in terms of each different bit of the world has different different drivers going on?
You know,
the different inflationary pressures or tax pressures or consumer needs. And you know, global brands traditionally have tried to make one sell everywhere.
Yeah.
And obviously they've got the threat coming back from them from Chinese or manufacturers or Indian manufacturers. So how do Western brands adapt and have different products for different markets? And I suppose capturing that same sort of mindset, allowing different business units to,
exactly,
to have its own much more...
I just want to, on the one before, I give you an example. The business unit Walkman inside Sony has completely rejected the invention of the MP3. You see, so you had the next generation, but since the guy said, if you do that, you kill my business unit, you get out of it.
Yeah.
So the guy with the MP3 couldn't get anywhere inside the company, and it went out elsewhere. So this is the kind of thing I'm mentioning, which is a problem. Now, to go back to your question, one of the things we still have in Europe and the US and a bit in Japan is brands, right? We are a region of brands. We have one or two brands in China, but very little. Haier is not still a brand. But really, all the brands of the world are European and US. Now, it will change with time, no doubt. But for the moment, the emerging economies have concentrated on the domestic market, so they have national brands, but they don't have global brands. We have the global brands. And I think this is a huge asset on which we have to capitalize. Orange, you mentioned, and others, these are names known everywhere. Okay, so you have to capitalize on that. The name of an operator in India or Bangladesh is not known elsewhere. Okay, so this is something we have to keep in mind. So my feeling is that, yes, we still have a lot of competitive advantage with brands and to build on brands, because brands mean loyalty, brands means credibility, and brands means that customer trusts you.